12 hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew.
Michigan seems like a dream to me now.
Summertime in northern Michigan.
On the Jay Morgan Limited Diamond Hotline, let's say hello to Nick Nirvan from Pure Michigan. Hello, how are you?
Good morning. Another beautiful morning in Pure Michigan. Another gorgeous day, and it looks like it's going to be a nice weekend.
It does. Tell me about Art Price. I'll tell you what, that completely slipped my mind. I forgot about it.
Well, it's one of those things. For some reason, it kind of does vary a little bit over the years, so it'll be like later in September that it starts, and earlier. This year, it feels like it's a little earlier in the month on the 19th. Actually, there are events happening today on the 18th. So it is a fantastic, one of the signature events of Pure Michigan, one of the largest public art festivals in the country. You know, there are 1,100 artists at 150 locations around the Grand Rapids, West Michigan area. So an amazing opportunity for those of us who don't get to gallery openings and are not as involved in the art community throughout the year. This is such a unique opportunity to see beautiful and interesting art in all different types of media as well. There might be oil paintings or watercolors, but there are unique sculptures and all kinds of, you know, trends, like combination media that really allow people to experience art in a different type of setting.
Yeah, and it's all over the place, too. It's all over Grand Rapids.
That's what makes it so unique. You know, you can go into DeVos Place there, the convention center right on the river downtown, and they'll have hundreds of exhibits and things on display. But as you go into the restaurants to get sushi during the day, or if you go into the Grand Rapids Art Museum, or you go into other buildings and public places around the city, they will be displaying art exhibits for Art Prize as well. So it just makes it really interactive and unique.
Very, very cool. And people from all over the world participate in Art Prize. Anything going on this weekend other than football?
Well, you know, we always are excited about our college football games.
Yep.
Michigan Blues Fest happening in Lansing. This is a more than two-decade-old festival. It's 17th through the 20th, so it's going to be happening all weekend. And they have live music. They have all kinds of food and everything right there in Old Town Lansing. Kind of a classic neighborhood in the middle of Lansing along the Grand River. So there are two venues this year. They've got all kinds of wonderful blues musicians. I love live blues. That's like one of my favorite things in music is live blues.
Oh, cool.
And so if you love the blues, go check out Blues Fest Michigan in Lansing this weekend.
Very cool. I know they're removing a lot of the buoys at the state park. They have a swim smart system at Grand Haven State Park. That stays up, I believe, throughout the year. But I'm hoping to do a little beach time tomorrow, but the sand is so darn cold. But it's supposed to be nice, but I haven't hit any trails at all this summer, and I need to do that, especially with the grandkids. That would be a fun thing to do.
We have 13,000 miles of state-designated trails. There are so many more, too, that are just throughout local natural areas and things like that. You know, over in Grand Haven, Rosie Mound is one of my favorite trails in West Michigan. It's a little strenuous. We go up and down the big staircases and the rolling terrain there. But I tell you, it's just the views are worth it. And I think you mentioned, you know, swimming and those kinds of things. I'm going to try and get in the water one more time this weekend. It's always kind of bittersweet, you know, as the last swim of the season, but I definitely am going to dive into Lake Michigan this weekend.
I am too. I'm telling you, I am too. How many trails are there in Michigan? How many?
13,000 miles of state-designated trails. And next week, beginning the 20th, beginning Saturday, is Michigan Trails Week, as proclaimed by Governor Whitmer. Great way to celebrate. We also have, they recently announced the Iron Bell Trail from Belle Isle all the way to Ironwood.
Oh, wow.
Where the two names come from, and it's like one of the longest paved bike trails
in the entire country. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so we are really the trail state. There are so many different opportunities. It's not just about getting out and hiking through the woods. You know, we've got the wonderful Cal Haven Trail from Kalamazoo over to South Haven. There are like the White Pine Trail in Grand Rapids. It goes all the way to Cadillac. You know, there's so many wonderful examples of how trails can be used to get out and enjoy Pure Michigan.
Very cool. All right, we'll check in next week. You enjoy your weekend, and I hope you get to dip more than your toe into Lake Michigan. Have a good one, Nick. Thank you.
All right, you too. Thanks, Marilyn.
All right, that's Nick Nirvan from